No single radio owner could own more than five radio stations, five AMs and five FMs. That's not in a market, that was in the country. So there were no 400-pound gorillas. You know, if you were in the business of producing shows like I was, there was always somebody, if you had a decent program, that was probably going to give you access to most of the markets in the country. That's not the case today. With deregulation, major radio groups can have virtually limitless ownership of stations in markets, and it's not unusual to have one station owner own 5, 8, 10 radio stations in the market. So the competition among individual stations and individual formats is not nearly what it used to be, and consequently, it's very, very difficult for independent producers to get the kind of distribution that you need to be able to have a national audience to sell to national advertisers, who are the primary way that our programs get funded.
So Podcast One, what's your business model? How does it work?
It's very simple. I mean, it's very much like the old Westwood One business model. When we started, syndicated radio programs sponsored by national advertisers was not an industry. There were a few of them, you know, but it wasn't an industry. We consolidated, you know, basically we didn't consolidate it. What we did is we aggregated content, and then we started producing our own content, and then we went out to the advertising community, evangelized, and made them aware of an opportunity, you know, for national distribution of their radio commercials to an audience which they weren't seeking. We're doing the same thing with audio on demand or podcasting. We're going to them. We're explaining what it is we do, how we reach a huge audience. I mean, our programs are downloaded over 120 million times per month. That's a big number, yeah. And it's a big opportunity. It's a big opportunity to talk to a lot of people and to reach a lot of consumers and start out by being supported by the advertising industry, but then develop long-tail approaches which may not require advertising in order to be supported. May simply require, you know, subscriptions from people who really want to consume that program.